Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Yes, it is. And this morning on Your Gig Is Showing, we're talking to Hunter Keane, who is your Totally Wired host. And his other gig is working at Flying Out in Pitt Street. And today is Record Store Day around the country, in fact, around the world. Morena, Hunter.
Morning, Karen. How are you going?
How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, it's an exciting day here at the shop.
You're at work. I wondered where you were when I came in this morning.
I know. Yeah, I'd love to be at BFM, but, you know, sometimes there's just more important things that we've got to do.
Yeah, so what's going on today at Flying Out? It's busy, busy. You've got everything set up for all these bands?
It is, yeah. It's very, very busy. We opened at 9 a.m, so I had a big rush there, and the sound people are all setting up the equipment outside now, ready for the bands to be coming through from about 11:30.
So it's an outdoor gig?
Yes, the weather's looking great. So we always aim to do it outside when we have band play here at the shop. But sometimes we do it in the basement. But
because
the weather's so nice, we thought it was good.
Yeah, it's tiny, isn't it, in store?
Yeah.
So what do? You put them on the pavement?
Well, we team up with the church next door and we put them on the church steps.
Oh.
And there's a little square that you can fit a few people out there and make a bit of noise.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so who's playing today?
We've got a nice little lineup here. We've got a couple of DJs to start and end the day. We've got BFM alumni Rachel Ashby, who's playing downstairs now in the shop.
Is she?
Yeah. Great. And, you know, putting her back on the morning shift, which is nice.
Yes.
And then we've got Luke Walker from Flamingo Pier, who is going to be DJing in the evening slot after all the bands. But we've got five bands playing throughout the day, a mixed bag of genres and styles. The first band is a new band that I actually found about through BFM, which is really nice, a band called Shoeless. They played at BFM's Fancy New Band Showcase last year, and I saw them, and they were really great. And they put a record out on vinyl in November last year, and yeah, I was hoping to tee up an install with them then, but we couldn't quite make it work before Christmas, and so it was really great to get them on for this.
Like, tell me a bit more about them, so for those who don't know about Shoeless.
Right, they're a five-piece band. They're based here in Tamaki Makaurau. It's alt rock, it's indie rock at its core, but it's got an edge to it. It's maybe in line with the same sort of style as Mermaidens. Anyone that's a fan of them will probably be a fan of Shoeless as well.
What time are they playing, did you say?
They're going to be playing at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, this morning, not too far away.
No, only a couple of hours now.
Right, okay. Less than that, actually. An hour and a quarter. Okay, let's play Lonely Playground. For those who may be thinking, I'll go and see Shoeless on those church steps at 11 o'clock for Record Store Day with Flying Out. And this is, would this come out at the end of last year, Hunter?
Yeah, the album, which is also called Lonely Playground, came out on vinyl in November, yeah.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Here's Shoeless and Lonely Playground.
Wallowing in the bleeding.
95 BFM and Shoeless with Lonely Playground. I don't know why I'm having difficulty saying that this morning. Must be the time of the day. I'm talking with Hunter Keane about Record Store Day. You're still there, Hunter?
I am.
Yeah, busy. Is it getting busy down there at Flying Out?
It was really busy, yeah. At 9 a.m. when we opened, it was really busy. And I snuck out at 9:30, so I imagine it's probably still busy down there right now.
Where are you now then? You're not in the shop.
I'm upstairs. I thought I'd go somewhere a bit quieter.
Oh, yeah, cool. So what happens for those people who come to Record Store Day in-store? I mean, you see all these bands playing, but are there some special deals that you've got on?
Yeah, so the history around Record Store Day is supporting independent record stores. And so to celebrate that, most stores around the world will get a bunch of exclusive titles that are released only on the day. And then they'll also put sales on and just have a big celebration, basically.
So what's the big deal you've got there today? What's something that people can go, actually, I really like that vinyl?
Yeah, there's a Pitch Black reissue that came out today, which is exciting, ahead of their show this evening. And I'm not sure what it's already been swept up by the fans, but there were some Taylor Swift 7-inches, which were a hot commodity.
Really?
There were...
A Taylor Swift 7-inch. Did you grab one of those?
Oh, I let the fans have that one. I'll pass on the Taylor Swift 7-inch, but I'm more partial to the other New Zealand stuff and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. So there were a lot of young fans, or maybe like 20 years old, outside
for
this
sure.
morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah, even earlier than 9 a.m., I arrived here at just before 8 a.m. and they had been here for a couple of hours already.
Waiting for the Taylor Swift 7-inch.
Exactly.
What colour was it?
I think it was just black vinyl, but historically Taylor Swift's Record Store Day titles will resell for, you know, thousands of dollars. So,
wow, is that right?
It's worth the wait. Exactly, yeah.
Okay. How many of those did you have? I don't suppose you know all the details.
I don't know all the details, and... best to not get exactly into numbers just because every store will have only got a very small amount.
Okay, makes sense. Rightio. So we're going to play another track to celebrate Record Store Day, and of course the band are there. Mokotron, what time are they on?
Mokotron's on this afternoon. They're going to be playing at 2:45 p.m. They'll be very familiar to many of the BFM audience. They swept the Aotearoa Alternative Awards last year with their album Wide Air. They're up for Music Awards this year and they're up for the Tate Prize, and they're very special artists here in Auckland, so
you
excited
did
to have them on.
You did a great interview with them.
I did, yeah, that was really special. I've actually done a couple of interviews with Theo Peter now, and it's really awesome to see how much success they've had with this new album and how many new fans they've brought on. So in the same vein of celebrating them, we thought it was cool to have them on board for the event today.
Yeah, very good. And I guess K-Road's pumping anyway. There's plenty of food to be had, drinks to be had, and it's a sunny day.
I know. Thank goodness for the good weather, isn't it?
Yeah, real good. All right, so what have you chosen to play from Mokotron?
So this is one of my favourite tracks from the new record, Wide Air. It's called Ko Waikwe.
Oh, thank you, Hunter. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you talking to us today. And have a great day there.
Happy to. Awesome. Thanks, Karen. Enjoy your day, too.
Ko
That was Your Gig Is Showing.